Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, bitches? It's Jennifer DeVoe, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, and a bunch of other shit. I can't remember because I sign up for fucking everything. It is another Wednesday afternoon, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Like always, we love to be on time, you know, because I'm anal about that. What's up? It's my co-host, James Muse, JJ.
Hey, baby, how you doing? What's up?
Also the husband. A.K.A., they always like when I say, A.K.A. the husband. Everybody laughs about that one. So, what's up?
The husband,
yes. We're in the house today with heavy metal band Society One.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah.
We love it. We've got Matt Zane, awesome lead singer in the house.
Yeah.
Are you introducing us? This is when we start talking, or I'm just...
You can, anytime.
Okay, I'm letting you do your thing.
Anytime, I'm just letting people, know
I'm Matt
who
Zane.
The fuck is here. Yeah, this is him. Maxwell Carlisle is in the house, too.
Hey, how's it going?
The guitarist.
Maxwell Millions Carlisle.
Okay. So
Maxwell
Thank
Millions.
You.
Millions.
Yeah. Maxwell.
Still
someday,
waiting for the check.
Maxwell. Someday he'll make millions.
Right? No, it's because his playing is worth $1 million.
There we go.
Nice. Okay. We like it. So we're in the house with Society One today. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have fun like we always do. We're going to play some rockin' music from them.
Yeah.
We got some songs. We're going to, rape your ears with. I'm just kidding. No. I'm just kidding.
You're guys.
It's just believe you're gonna like this music. These guys play hardcore.
We like hardcore.
I saw them at the Viper Room. They fucking wailed. I was like, these guys.
You sure it was us?
Yes, it was. it was you.
That was a good show. That was good.
I was like, these guys got to be on the show.
Right.
I was like, yes. So, I'm glad I reached out to you guys now. Found them on Facebook. They were having an event, and I was like, "Oh well, I gotta go check these dudes out."
That's what we do. We have events,
yes.
Often.
And I started talking with Max, with Maximilian.
Maximilians.
Is that how we got here? Through Max. Max is all over the place.
The rest is history.
Yeah. Max is on top of that shit.
Yeah,
he was like back and forth with the email, sent me everything. He was prompt too. Like he was on it.
Oh, yeah, he told me where to show up. So congratulations, Max. you got me here.
Well, we got half the band.
Yeah, we got half the band.
Yeah.
So we are missing
DV Karloff and Jordan Mitev.
Thunderfoot. That's awesome. Like how you say Jordan.
Yeah, he's.
Jordan.
Yeah, he's from Israel, so that's a
we like that.
That's an authentic Israeli name.
We like our Israeli brethren.
Yes, we do.
Yes, my my son's father is part Israeli, so yeah.
Maybe they know each other.
His last name is Amilov.
It's a pretty small country.
Amilov. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is that kind of actually, but yeah, no.
Yeah.
Maybe not. What do they play in the band?
Max Millions Carlisle, as I said over here, he plays guitar. He's our newest member. He's our guitar player. But he's kind of famous. He plays in another big 80s band called Hellion, right?
Hellion.
Right. I always get it wrong.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
And you've done clinics with Michelangelo.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
Yeah. So, and I've known Max for quite some time. We actually met through another famous person, which, I don't know, she doesn't need any more plugs. But anyways.
Yeah, She's
just
pretty
say
famous.
It.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Nah,
just say it.
She doesn't need more plugs than she's already got. Yeah, then we've got DV Karloff, who plays bass. He's been in the band. He's been in the band since, I think, 2004. He came on way back in the band's heyday when, we were still signed to Eric Records and we're still touring the world and doing the festivals and stuff. So he's been here quite some time. And Jordan's been in the band for about 4 years now. He came back in when the band relaunched in 2000 and... when the band relaunch? What it,
11?
11, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I'm the lead singer for those.
Why do I know that?
I don't know. I've been in the band since.
Matt Zane, or was he, I saw on Facebook, which was thought was awesome. It said Lord Zane.
Yeah, I've been in the band since 1996. I've been actually.
Nice.
Yeah, that's when the band broke out on the local scene in Hollywood in 1996, believe it or not.
You were the founder? And
I was the founder, yeah. And we've gone through like 20 or 30 members, you know, since then. But yeah, I'm the one that has experienced the most history throughout the life of this band, and I got like amazing stories about the old days. And a lot of the times when I go to the clubs and play, a lot of the younger kids will come up to me, go, oh, tell me what it was like when, you know, back in LA when you used to be doing the same clubs as Incubus or Korn or Deftones, you know. And I was there during that whole time. So
we are going to replace them at some point, though.
Yeah, they were talking about it the other day at rehearsal. They were like, they're like, yeah, let's just get a lead singer in there.
Get some new blood.
Because I am getting old. I just had my 43rd birthday, so and we just did San Diego.
Yeah,
it was my birthday show.
On his birthday.
Yeah, so I was 43.
That doesn't mean that you need to be replaced.
Well, then talk to these guys, because they're the ones trying to push me out, you know? It's like it's bastards.
I don't think of it as pushing you out. I think of it as giving you an opportunity to do new things with your life.
I'm doing enough new things, thank you very much. You know, we're kidding. They're not going to really kick me out, you know?
I would hope so, considering you're the one that found the damn thing.
Yeah, come on. We're definitely not being serious.
That'd be like kicking Jay Gordon out of Orgy.
Yeah, well.
And he's the founder.
Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah, Jay Gordon, and another.
I love Jay.
Another example, you know, we did we toured with Orgy.
Yeah,
yeah. In 2004, we toured with Orgy twice.
Nice.
And 2005, we toured with Orgy, and in 2004, at the Key Club, Jay and I actually performed together.
Nice.
When I did the first ever Suspension performance while singing at the Key Club when it was still open.
Oh wow!
So Jay and I actually go way back, and then.
Nice.
We did a Japanese record together once where he produced it, and I sang on it. And I actually directed their comeback video, Grime of the Century. So I was the director
and
their editor on that video. So
nice.
Jay and I actually go way back. Actually, Lou and I talk quite often. Lou just texted me on Saturday for my birthday. He just hit me up.
Lou does a lot for us. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I love Lou. Lou and I get along great.
Lou hooks us up with a lot of stuff, and when we go to the shows, he goes and takes us around and introduces us to everybody.
No, he's awesome. When they did the whiskey, not this last time, but the time before, I was actually there. I had to shoot somebody or something, and I ran into Lou outside, and you know, immediately just hooks up. And for those of you people that don't know who Lou is, Lou's the manager of Orgy, but he's also Jay Gordon's father.
Lou Gordon,
yeah,
we love him.
He's got a lot of energy for being hit, how old he is. So I really commend
that guy.
But anyways, the point being is that we go way back with that camp, and it's been
that's cool.
Yeah, it's we've done a lot of shows, a lot of touring. I've directed music videos, the whole bit for that thing.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, actually, their live video, I edited their last live video that came out as well. So you know, we're definitely been in and around and about each other for many years. But when you're in this town for so long, you could almost mention anybody's name, and I could probably tell you stories about them, because you just can't be in LA for 25 years like I have.
It's a pretty small world.
Yeah, and not have worked with, you know, like earlier when I came in and I mentioned Dave Navarro, you had no idea that I had any connection with him whatsoever, you know. And like,
yeah,
that's a whole nother. Oh, look at me.
Well, see, we have a Dave Navarro also.
Yeah,
you have Dave Navarro.
We have a Dave Navarro. My
original
my original co-host for this show.
Oh. Shout out to Dave.
His name, shout out to Dave Navarro.
Oh, okay.
His name. We had to go # the other Dave Navarro.
That's awesome.
Because so we were like, oh, so we were playing on that for the longest time. We're like, it's the other Dave Navarro. And he had to go make, you know, money and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
no, don't we all?
He needed to go do his thing, and so he went, you know, took his hiatus and whatever, and so our kind of replaced.
We love you, Dave.
Yeah,
replaced him for a short time.
Oh, but I kind of got off the plane. You were trying to introduce the listeners that don't know. So yeah, the band that's in the band now, Dirt and I, DV is, and I have been in the band for now 10 years.
Okay,
and maybe more, maybe 11 or 12. Max just got in one year ago almost. Yeah. Okay. And Jordan's been in for 4. So it's
cool.
Like half of the original, and then two of the new guys, the younger guys, these guys that are in there. 30s,
something like that.
Bands go through transitions.
Yeah, well, you have to when you've been around for. We've been around for 20 years now.
Yeah,
you know, so 21 years.
21 years.
21
crazy.
Years. Yeah. So
wow.
It's of course.
I'm surprised I didn't know about you sooner. Well, I mean, considering we travel in the same type of circuits.
Yeah,
it is
kind of odd, you know. Because, you know, we had our moment. We had our moment when we were on MTV. We had our moment when we had, and we've had a lot of famous people come through the band, believe it or not. Like, I could tell you, like, we had the original drummer from Rob Zombie was a guy named Ivan DePrume.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
He was in our band for a while.
Oh, wow.
Paul Raven, who is in Ministry, as well as Killing Joke, Ministry. As well as Prong. He was in this band for a record. Sin Karen, who was our guitar player for 7 years, who now has been in Ministry for 10 years, was in our band for seven years. So yeah, the list goes on and on. We had the drummer from Power Man 5000 in the band for a while.
Wow.
We've had a real all-star like cast of rotating members that have come in and gone through the years. So it's kind of weird when people say, oh, like, I haven't heard of you guys. But at the same time, the band's biggest success came right before the advent of Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. And that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
One of the largest tours and shows that we did a world tour in 2005. And then we ended that over at the Download Festival, where we played in front of 70,000 people. You can go online and see it. I actually suspended during that show.
Impressive.
And that was with Slayer and Sabbath and System.
I love Slayer. I saw them.
And they were all on the side of the stage and the whole bit. But the problem was that was literally 3 months after YouTube was launched, the advent of YouTube. So not a lot of people had the opportunity to really get the social media of the band going around at that time. It was still very reliant upon things like MTV. And we were on MTV, too, and we were on terrestrial radio. But a lot of the success happened over in Europe and stuff. So unfortunately, because social media really wasn't what it was today, you know, a lot of the stuff wasn't chronicled like the stuff is now. Like, people didn't have cell phones back then with videos on them. So we unfortunately missed out on really being able to ride that wave. If we were like maybe 5 years later, things would be completely different. So when people tell me that now, I don't really get offended by it, because it's like, you know, it's a different thing. But the greatest part about it is when I date younger girls and they come over and they see my walls just pit, you know, like everything's like framed, like all these festivals.
All your stuff, all these things you've done.
And they're like looking at me like, oh, I thought you were a music video director. Like, you're in a band? Like, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like my life. You know, I still do it now, but they can't even fathom it. You know, like they're like, oh, I just thought you were cool because, you know, you've directed music videos for like Zakk Wylde and John 5 and, you know, Wednesday 13 and blah, 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 blah. They didn't realize that was in this band for forever. That's the only reason why Max got in the band, because he's like, I thought you were a music video director. I didn't know you were.
That's funny as hell.
Are you saying you can actually do more than one thing with your life? Is that what you're suggesting here?
It's multifaceted.
I'm saying I have to do more than one thing.
We all
with my
do.
Life. I mean, Max, you play guitar and you lift weights, so you do two things.
At the same time.
He's playing the guitar and we had a weight at
when
the same
I
time.
When I first met Max years ago, I had a phenomenal idea for a stunt for him. Can I talk about this?
Sure, right? Yeah, I remember.
Because I met him and I was so.
We haven't talked about this.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Because I met him and he's like, people can't see Max. You got to go Google him. He's like this big dude. And you're a pro fitness model for a bit. Not anymore, but right. For like in your 20s.
Terminology is confusing, but anyway.
But whatever. He was like in the magazines and the whole bit. And so when I met him, I didn't expect him to really be able to play or anything. And then I heard him playing. I was like, damn, like, dude, I can't believe you can even move your fingers with all those muscles on your arms. And I go, you need to get out there and really, you know, people need to know about you. You're a very accomplished player. I'm really impressed. And I go, well, how are we going to do this? I go, I've got the greatest idea.
Yeah.
You need some PR. I've got the greatest idea for you. And he's like, okay, what's this? And he just met me. He didn't know I was out of my mind yet. And I go, dude, this is what we need to do. We need to build a guitar that weighs like 300 pounds or something like that. Okay. And we need to invite all the press down, and basically you need to deadlift this guitar off the ground and play it. And then you could say you are the guy that played the heaviest guitar in the world.
That'd be funny.
And then we'd keep it and we'd have other people try to pick it up and play it. And obviously they wouldn't be able to pick up like a 300-400 pound guitar. And that was the whole gimmick. I was like, you'd be the guy that played the heaviest guitar in the world and play it well.
Quite a bit of work actually went into that idea. Yeah. Like back, like I went and I talked to a machinist who was going to design a guitar made out of lead, you know, and stuff where you could add weight to it and all this stuff, and like a special kind of strap, you know, that could hold all the weight and everything. We were really getting into the details.
I have a good idea for that. I don't know if you thought about this angle, but make a guitar shaped like a barbell. You know, like a dumbbell, but like the big one, you know, with the long,
yeah,
you know, with like the bigger one,
right.
the press, when yeah. you do the press, like that.
Yeah, but the problem is that it needed to be that he could actually play it. If it was shaped like a barbell, you know what I mean, just like lifting it up, he wouldn't be actually playing it.
We need to,
no,
we
I just mean like shaped like it, not like literally, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, maybe
but
we
make
can...
It, but make it like a guitar.
We can go even bigger on this. I mean, we can invent a whole new instrument here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
Yeah. You guys are just getting away from
put
my original
strings.
Idea.
Anyway, you know, I like your idea, though. I like your idea, though, Max.
It didn't fly, but whatever. Max is doing all right. He's having a career, and then he ended up being in the band like all these years later.
It would be a very heavy-sounding instrument.
So. Yeah, that, talk about heavy metal.
A lead guitar.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a break for a second and let the husband do the news.
Oh, I forgot. Here we go. Just real quick. All right, from TMZ.com, Harvey Weinstein has been fired from the company he founded amid allegations of sexual misconduct. The producer of such movies as Gangs of New York, Pulp Fiction, and Shakespeare in Love was let go at the Weinstein Company by the board of directors on Sunday because of increased allegations of sexual harassment by actresses over a 30-year period. A New York Times investigation uncovered the allegations that he had engaged in rampant sexual harassment, dealing a stunning blow to a producer known for shaping American film and championing liberal causes. Actresses just as Rose McGowan and Ashley Judd were named in the article of Weinstein's alleged victims, and actress Gwyneth Paltrow says Weinstein got sexually aggressive with her in the mid-90s. ESPN has suspended SportsCenter anchor Jemele Hill for 2 weeks after she, in quote, violated social media guidelines, unquote, by encouraging people upset with Jerry Jones to boycott his sponsors. Hill was reading to the Dallas Cowboys owner's statement that any player who was disrespectful of the flag would not play for his team. If you strongly reject what Jerry Jones said, the key is his sponsors. Don't place the burden squarely on the players, Hill tweeted. There were more tweets, each with the same sentiment. In a statement, ESPN says that Jemele Hill has been suspended for 2 weeks for a second violation of our social media guidelines. Hill has been in hot water before after calling Donald Trump a white supremacist. Celebrity birthdays. Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry is 67. Actress Amy Irving is 64. Comedian Louis C.K. is 50. Rapper Nas is 44, and actor Tommy Lee Jones is 73. All right. That's the news.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I thought the dudes from the, was it, who'd you say?
Who? Oh, Weinstein?
No, Perry.
Oh, guitarist?
I thought they were all older, but maybe I'm thinking of Keith Richards. He's been, like, mummified.
Yeah, he's still going. It's amazing.
I'm like, holy.
They still play?
Shit.
I think so.
Don't quote me on that. But I'm pretty sure they do.
You have kids or somebody. Hey. I can't get up.
Help, I can't get up. I broke my hip. anyway.
I think the drummer, Charlie Watts, he's got to be almost 80, I think.
I guess if you can still go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I was, you know, still get out there, then sure, you know.
Well, you know, you take such good care of yourself, you know, with the whole working out and stuff, you might, you know, live to your 80
yeah.
might
something.
Make it to 55.
Yeah. That's good, right? okay, so what do you got for projects coming up? What's going on?
We got a, you know, like every other band out there, out in the wide world of music, we got a bunch of stuff happening. But I got a very friendly email from our record label this morning letting me know what I should be talking about. So here I go. Nice. So I'm sure that they're listening, or a couple of them are listening right now in their offices in Arizona. So first and foremost, our latest record is called Rise from the Dead. Of course, the band is Society One. You know, you can check the record out on what's that one with the free one that we're doing really well on? Spotify. But the label would prefer that you go and actually buy it off of iTunes.
iTunes rocks. We're on iTunes.
They've let us know that we're doing really well on Spotify, obviously, because nobody has to buy it. But so please, if you listen to it on Spotify, you like it, please go to iTunes and get the New Society One record, Rise from the Dead. So that's the new record, and that's out. On that record, the next music video that comes out is in December. Music video called Souls on Fire. It's an abbreviated version of the original track on the record, but it's a very interesting music video we shot. It was all done on green screen. It features the band enveloped in a plethora of fire that somehow does not burn us.
I like it.
And it's a very. It was a fun video to shoot because it was basically just a green screen. And then we just rocked out, and now it's finally coming together, and it's cool to see all the fire like surrounding us without our like skin melting off, like we're like fire gods or Khaleesi from Game of Thrones.
That sounds, you know what bitchin'. I mean?
Yeah, it's really exciting, and that was a really interesting video to shoot also because it's it really manipulates time a lot in the music in the video, so it kind of looks like we're morphing in and out of time. And I know that's difficult to explain,
awesome.
But yeah, it's...
Well, everybody knows what that looks like.
Yeah. So that's going to be kind of an interesting thing, and I'm real excited about that. We're going to be doing a release party for that video. Most likely, we're trying to put that together right now. And in addition to that, we have a couple of shows coming up. Our next big show is going to be in Las Vegas on November 4th, correct, Max? Is that?
Yes.
That's what it said online.
Yes. So, yeah.
Correct.
November 4th, Las Vegas, the Beauty Bar. That's a Saturday night. We're playing with some great bands.
Looks like a bitchin' place.
Yeah, you can go and see the event page up on Facebook, obviously, or you can go to our website, societyoneband.com, and find out all the information there. You can get pre-sale tickets, whatever. So yeah, we're really looking forward to that. We love going to Vegas. Vegas is definitely one of our favorite places to go. The last time we were there, our bass player and our drummer, DV and Jordan, they drank, I think, for 48 hours straight.
Holy crap.
And ate burritos and gambled their lives away. It was I had to get them out of there before they died.
They'd make my boss happy.
Yeah, they were they went for it.
New marketing for casinos.
So yeah, it was ridiculous. And then we're the last show of the year. We're coming obviously back to our hometown. Is going to be at the Viper Room. We're doing a headlining set at the Viper. Do you know what the date is on that? By any chance?
23rd.
The 23rd at the Viper Room. That's the last Society One show of the year. It's a headlining show at the Viper Room.
When's that again?
December 23rd.
Yeah, so that's going to be it. That's going to close out our year for us. So basically, we've got a couple more shows. We've got a music video.
Come to Society One, go see your family.
We'll come cover the show if you want us to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Throw us on the list last time.
Sure,
let us know.
We'll do full footage and pictures.
Oh, good luck on that. The Viper Room now.
It's a pain, but with the camera, with the the equipment we have now.
Oh, they let you do it?
We can do stills.
No, they don't let you do that anymore either. Unless it's,
really?
Yeah, they charge $100 unless it's a phone.
Well, I'm sure we can figure out the details.
We'll figure it out.
Well, you can figure it out. I'm not paying the,
Don't worry about that. I got
Come on, Max. It's not like the old days here. We got to get every penny counts.
Right? Hey, I got
okay,
this.
Okay, you take care of it, then you're welcome
to
come.
Yeah. That expense is on us. Don't worry about that part.
Yeah, so that's it. That's basically the rundown. And once again, in case everybody from the DSN Music is listening, buy the new record Rise from the Dead off of iTunes, Society One. I hope I plugged that enough.
iTunes.
Yeah, and that's our and that's basically it. I mean, we're fighting and grinding and just really pushing it through like every other working band out there that there is now. We were talking a little bit about it before we get in here. It is an absolute war out there in terms of the music industry now. It is very, very, it's very, very different than when I originally got into it. And it's a very interesting experiencing it all over again with the rebirth of the band and the new record and so on and so forth versus what it was back in the late 90s and the early 2000s. But we're here still. And still going, and that's pretty much it, really. Oh, and if I may, not that this is anything related whatsoever, I have a friend of mine has a movie coming out Friday called American Satan with Andy from Black Veil Brides.
I love Black Veil Brides.
You're going to go see the, you know the lead Andy is going to be in
go.
The yeah so
go.
The premiere is tomorrow night. I will be attending that, and I just wanted to give it a quick shout out because the executive producer invited me to the show, and I'm going to the red carpet event and going to the after party. So I want to definitely give American Saint, and if there's a theater near you on Friday the 13th, to check it out.
What's it called again?
American Saint. It's got Denise Richards in it. Andy from Black Veil Brides is in it.
Nice.
Malcolm McDowell's in it. The guy that yeah, one of the guys from Game of Thrones is in it. I can't remember his name now. Yeah, so it's a pretty sizable movie, and yeah, I just definitely want to give them a shout out because it was nice enough to invite me and have me.
He always gets invited to these things.
We always love this.
No, so I always try
to. I'm trying to get on that list now.
Whenever I get invited, I like to these things. I like to go out and say thank you, and then give the movie a plug and so on and so forth.
We cover red carpet events, but we're still trying to get into more stuff.
Yeah. This is definitely be one because I mean, this is a rock and roll movie through and through. So there's going to be a lot of people there.
Who do I gotta write to?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm a writer.
Yeah, I
write to people.
Yeah, I have no idea on that one because, like I said, it just so happened that the executive producer, John Finberg, on this movie owns our agency, which our booking agent is part of. So as you can see, it trickled down. That's how it ultimately happened.
Down.
Yeah, but anyway, so there you go. So that's another thing that's going on, and that's tomorrow night. What are you doing tomorrow night, Max? Lifting some weights, or
I'm going to be at the gym.
He's lifting weights.
And he's probably. I'm not trying to be funny. Every time I look at my thing, I see Max. It's like Max is at Gold's Gym, and he's lifting. I'm like, there he goes again.
Max is at Gold's Gym. You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, and a bunch of other stuff. We want to play one of your songs.
Great.
Yeah.
What do you want to play first? What are you dealer's choice?
Let's do It's Yours Now. This was the first single and the first video that came out for this record. And it did pretty well on radio. And so yeah, definitely let's listen to that one first.
Okay. And then you can tell us a little bit about it when
absolutely
when we come back.
Sure.
Okay, It's Yours Now by Society One. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome. Yes. That was so awesome.
Thank you.
That was It's Yours Now by Society One.
We're
having a blast.
The new record, Rise from the Dead, available on iTunes.
Yes.
From DSN Music.
Yes, there we, exactly. Exactly. And anything else you can say that they're allowing you to?
Well, yeah, that was the first single.
What can you talk
out, right?
about, you know?
Oh, we you get talk about anything forever. But yeah, anyways, yeah, that was the first video. You can check that out on YouTube if you'd like. Just type in Society When It's Yours Now. The video's out. It was the first one that came out. It was a really interesting video because we shot it on a spinning platform.
Oh, wow.
So as we were playing, it spun in a circle.
That
so
freaking awesome.
It was. It got very
dizzy
towards the end of the day of having to do multiple takes, like spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. So yeah, and the other interesting thing about that that song is that we actually had Sin Caron guest star in the video. He's the guitar player currently for Ministry. He was in this band for 7 years. So he had him guest in that video, and it was a really interesting video because he just decided to show up, and I said, oh, you know, I got an idea for you, and he's like, oh, what's that? And he showed up, and we put literally, I think, 13 models around him, clawing at him in the video. And
that sounds bitchin'.
Yeah, he thought it was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it was kind of an inside joke, which I won't really necessarily get into, but he's just like, this is just ridiculous, Matt. He goes, yeah, I can't even believe that you did this.
It's a
fun video to check out, and it's an interesting video to look at. So
definitely go check the damn thing out.
I think if I wore shades, you could pass me off as him.
I don't, really?
Yeah.
Oh, if you say so.
Well, he's got the long black hair and you know, similar clothing style and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do it.
Why not?
Body double?
Yeah. I'll have it like a middle name that'll just be Stone his double. Name or
Diversionary
something.
Diversionary tactic. Yeah.
You know, before we started talking, we were talking about something kind of interesting, talking about the level of competition. There's so many bands.
Oh, yes.
But I imagine the same thing happens with radio shows, right?
It is.
There's got to be so much.
There's a lot of
so difficult
a lot of
to cut through the noise. These
everybody's,
days.
You know, everybody wants to be on the radio, but the whole point is not everybody can afford it.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with being in a band.
So,
now.
So,
same thing with being
so a you, band. You, yeah. So basically, like, there's all these, you know, newbies that are on like some damn podcast thing, and they think that they're like something. Because they do something from home that, you know, they talk into their computer. It's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, they don't go out and get guests. They don't have things. They just talk about some shit at their house.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful because everybody deserves to be heard. Everybody deserves their opinion. But those of us that are in the actual radio game, like that actually are doing this, we bust our asses. Yeah. I go out and I get content. I'm constantly building the website, the social media. I'm like constantly reaching out to bands, authors, artists, going to seminars. I'm constantly doing stuff.
Yeah, people don't appreciate.
I go to so many shows.
All that work behind the scenes, people don't appreciate how hard.
I go to so many freaking concerts. I love what I do. Trust and believe.
Yes.
So to me, it's not really work.
Right.
It's not even work because
it is fun.
I really love it. I mean, and yeah. I mean, you guys, I'm sure, love what you do, or else you wouldn't
some
be
days.
Doing what you do.
Yeah, but no, I think, I mean, you know, being in the band, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, people see you playing on stage, and they assume you just roll up 10 minutes before you get on, and, you know, everything's taken care of for you and this kind of thing. But obviously, you know, all the rehearsals and, you know, the work that goes into producing and writing the albums. I mean, there's 90% of the work is out of the public eye. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's just it is what it is. But you know, people they just don't care anymore like they used to because there is so many people out there, and now that because of the advent of social media, like it leveled the playing field in a way that's not good because now it makes it very, very difficult to rise above a lot of the things that probably shouldn't be being heard that should still be in the garage.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
And
I
so,
agree.
I mean, it's the same thing what you're telling
same
me
thing.
With radio.
Yeah,
so, like,
thing.
Before, let's just think about it. Like, in terms of radio shows, before somebody had to think you were good, like an established radio station like this, and this may be considered small, but obviously they make enough money that they have a building, you know, we're in a place.
I was out on FM channel for 5 years before I came
so
here.
So somebody had to think that you were worth something in order to be able to give you that. Now it's like you decide if you're good enough and you all of a sudden just make your podcast. I'm a radio DJ. It's the same thing with bands now.
Yeah.
Bands can just be like, oh, I'm deciding that I'm a band and I'm good enough to be heard, and they don't have to wait for labels or radio or TV. TV or anything or magazines anymore, because now they have the exact same avenues that everybody else has. They don't have the same, they have the same potential to reach the same amount of people. They perhaps don't have the same reach, but they can be in the same exact medium now that Korn or Metallica can.
Yeah.
Korn or Metallica all have.
They can be on Spotify also.
Yeah. Anybody can be on Spotify. Anybody can be on Instagram. Anybody can be on Facebook. Anybody can be on Twitter. Anybody can be on YouTube. And now with the recording, anybody can record albums that sound great. Anybody can make music videos now.
You know what the great thing is? I have an actual United States press pass. Press Association. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm legitimate. Not just some jackass who sits at their house and goes on some thing on their fucking
computer. But people don't know. But
I actually have an actual press pass. I can go behind police lines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can actually cover real news stories, not just music events and you but know, yeah, I just choose to do that.
And it's medium. Cool, but the problem is with that is that even if you have that, you're still competing with literally thousands of other people.
Like,
that,
I mean, look at all the people that are out there, Ryan Seacrest and I mean, these are huge people.
No, I'm just talking just like, people in general. How is anybody going to know really the difference? Yeah. You know, they can package their product in the same way the bands can now to look as good as bands that sell millions of records. I could decide tomorrow I'm a radio guy and I could take some pictures and Photoshop them and make a music video and I could look bigger than you guys. Now I would have one listener, maybe max if I was lucky. It doesn't mean that the perception of what I'm doing though wouldn't be perceived beyond what you guys are, and I haven't put in any of the work, and that's part of the problem. It's the same thing with music, and it's the same thing with bands now, and that's a real issue, and that's a real problem. I mean, part of me really, you know, yearns for the old days, but we're never going to go back there, so it really doesn't matter.
I think a part of it is too is it just has to do with that culture these days where people just want to be famous for the sake of being famous. You know,
you just want
it's more than 15 minutes. Status. You don't actually want to be skilled at a particular field. You know, you're not. People aren't passionate about learning a particular craft, you know, like in music or something like
people
that. They're just like,
lazy.
I just want the status of
people
you know.
Got fucking lazy. I want to have it all, but I don't want to put in any fucking work for it.
Yeah,
it's the new fucking. No offense, what do they call them? Millennials.
I mean, that's part of it. I mean, it is that generation. It is part
I'm
of
just
it.
Just tired of it all.
But
too much avocado toast.
You're not that great. Fuck off. No, I'm just kidding.
But it is what it is. So I mean, look, we're still trying to survive in this day and age, and it is it's very bizarre for somebody like me that came to Hollywood and literally caught the end of the hair metal wave on the strip.
Right.
And now then went into the '90s where it was still very legitimate and people still had to really learn how to play their instruments, and then to where it is now. It's a very very different. Way to kind of have to like navigate through and still have a career.
Well, I'll just let you know this. We only have the best on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Hey,
we don't let it.
So for me to go trolling, as I like to call it, through all the fucking bars and the bands, because a lot of times I'm there to see somebody else. Let's say I went to see Orgy on September 8th. Their last show there at the Whiskey. I went to see them, and then through that, I discovered, like, other bands. So, like, every show I go to, I like to show up early because a lot of the bands I'm there to see are more headliners. So they're already, you know, they're on later. So I'm like, okay, well, I want to see somebody else. I want to see what else is out there, what's going on. So I like to go to the different venues and just check it out and see what's up. And sometimes I find some really good stuff. And then other times I'm like, nah, these couple of these really suck or they're not that great.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever.
That's kind of the worst part
I don't really like
in
their
a way.
Style
there's still
as
good stuff out there.
No, that's what I'm saying. I look for the good stuff.
Yeah, but it's so hard to sort that out from just because there's just
so
much.
Yeah, but that's why I go. That's why I go to the bars. Because just because you sound great on an album that you fucking stare, you know, you doctored and made it sound great and all the, you know, this, you know, editing. I mean, come on. You can do anything and make it sound however you want with fucking machines and stuff now. So it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to make it sound however I want to sound. And then, but that doesn't mean it's going to translate well to being on stage. You could sound great on album and suck dick on stage and not be able to play at all. Like, you just... You're not. You don't have it together. You don't sound professional. You don't look professional.
That
you
would
look,
be a memorable show, though.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. There's not every band. I hate to use this as reference, but I saw Typo Negative back in 1995 open for Queensryche. okay? And Typo Negative, they, you know, sounded great on their little their album, their studio, whatever, you know. But then when I saw them on stage, they were fucking horrible.
Oh, you're lucky DV is in here. We'd have a fight in the room right now.
And I like Typo Negative, and it really pissed me off because that one show, maybe they were just off that day.
Yeah. Right.
They were off. Their game was off.
How was Queensryche?
Queensryche fucking incredible, yeah, as always.
There we go.
I interviewed the Hard Way. Eric Jeffries from the Hard Way was on the show, and he got me. They were opening for Queen for, well, it's Operation Mindcrime.
Oh, so the Jeff Tate Queensryche.
Yeah.
I saw the real Queensryche open for Metallica during the Injustice for All tour. Yeah. Were you even born yet?
I've seen them twice. They're really good. Queensryche's incredible. I've seen them twice now.
I've seen Queensryche like before all the crazy stuff happened, and then I've seen both versions.
I see. I haven't seen the other version,
and I've seen the Jeff Tate.
Well, I saw the real version during the Operation Mindcrime tour, so I got you all beat.
You do have that beat because I didn't get to see that particular tour.
I saw that one. They were opening up for Metallica for Injustice for All.
Because that would be incredible. I would love to have seen that show.
Yep. Yes, I did. I'm cool.
You are cool.
Yeah.
You're very cool, man.
We're all jealous.
Lord Zane.
Yeah, that's right.
All hail Lord Zane.
Yeah, finally somebody gets it. Wow.
We're going to play one more song. Do you want to do No Salvation?
Yeah, let's do a slow one. No Salvation was our slow song on the album, and we also have a music video for it, so you can go on YouTube and check that out. Okay. And this song, actually, speaking about bands and so on and so forth, is actually written about Hollywood. And so that song is called No Salvation.
We like this. We like it a lot. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and YouTube. we were just at a release party. Speaking of that, we were just at a EP release party for $11 Bills this last Friday night. Really great, good kids, good band, you know. So we're, you know, it's nice to see people start to make it. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
Like they're getting some recognition. And
well, I think I like to see people make it that actually are good. That's what I like to see.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If they're not good, I don't like to see you make it, because then that doesn't engender more people that
no,
are
no, but
good
that's why
it.
I say $11 Bills is incredible.
I haven't heard them, so I can't agree or disagree yet, but I will tell you a band that you should check out is Greta Van Fleet.
Greta Van Fleet.
If you have not, these kids are like around 19, 20 years old, and I swear it is like mind blowing how amazing they are.
Well, I'm gonna have to check them out now.
Yeah, Greta Van Fleet.
Is that Swedish or something?
No, no, they're from I don't know where they're from.
Greta.
Yeah, Greta Van Fleet.
I swear to God, I just saw them on Facebook.
You have to check this band out.
I was going through some stuff, and I think I saw them pop up.
If anybody
I thought it was a person
listening,
though, I didn't know it was a band.
It is an amazing. They are.
I'm gonna check them out now.
They're like the second coming of Led Zeppelin.
Really? Are you shitting me?
They are
That's
unreal.
That's my favorite band in the entire fucking universe. You're
welcome. I told my bass player, DV, about this band. He has not stopped listening from the EP since.
Okay, I'm going to be listening to these guys
Go
now.
To Spotify immediately
I'm checking these guys
and put
out.
It on, and you're going to lose your mind. Yeah, you're going to be like, how did this even get by me?
iTunes.
And you heard it here from Lord Zane.
Greta Van Fleet, definitely
yes,
a band worth checking
check
out.
Check them out.
Check out RL.
Oh, what is all your okay, social media?
Oh, here we go. Do you want to do it, Max?
No, you go ahead.
Okay, we've got society1band.com is our main website. You can get to all our social media and dates and stuff from there. But for most of you out there that know, our Facebook is facebook.com/society1. And I, you know, Twitter is at society1music, Instagram at society1music.
Yeah, I saw you. I tagged you on Instagram, and yeah. I saw and I was like, oh, that's them, society1music. Yeah.
YouTube, just like, yeah. Google society1, a billion videos will come up. We have like literally 8 videos off of this album. We've got 2 more coming out. And,
do you have stuff like from your old, like the old days? I mean, say if I ever wanted to like see stuff that you guys did back in the day.
We technically don't own most of it, so you can find it on various labels.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah.
It's
interesting.
There.
And they
it's
don't pay us anything, so I don't really promote it, quite honestly.
Did you guys have videos? No, but I'm just saying, like,
absolutely.
If I want to like see some of your guys,
absolutely,
old,
yeah.
Like, older stuff.
Eric Records is still putting stuff out, putting live records from us out back from like 2000s and stuff. Yeah,
really?
We don't
okay.
get, they don't pay us anything. So
that's
I don't
not right.
It.
You should get royalties.
Oh yeah, I know I should, but that's the music business. That's a whole other story I could tell
that's
you about.
That's not right. I don't like that.
Well, if
like
you
that.
If you have $30,000 for my for a auditor to go over to the UK, we'll get on it.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need to hire them an auditor.
Thanks.
Someday when I'm a millionaire.
Yeah. You and everybody else.
We'll crowdfund that. All right. Yeah.
Hey, let's fuck yeah. Let's crowdfund that bitch. We're going over to the UK and we're going to audit some motherfuckers because they, you know, they're stealing money from Society One. We don't like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so that's it. And just so you know, Rise from the Dead, new record from Society One. Please get it on iTunes. And if you don't want to buy it, check it out on Spotify and then buy it. Next show is November 4th in Las Vegas at the Beauty Bar. And then our last show of the year is in Viper Room. What is it, Max?
December 23rd.
December 23rd. And be on the lookout for the new music video coming out in December, Souls on Fire.
Down for your Viper Room show if you want.
Yeah, just hit us up.
If you want to cover our, well, to cover your thing, your release party.
Hit us up.
Yeah, we're down
sure.
for that.
That'd be
know?
Awesome.
So.
Well, that one's that's going to be very interesting. I know we only have a minute, but yeah, that's gonna be tough to get people into. I think the label's throwing that, and so, but we will. No, it's not about paying.
Okay.
They're gonna let people
oh,
in.
Oh damn it!
But I am gonna ask though. I am gonna.
I'm willing to put praying. Yeah.
No, it's
down
not. Not you can't even buy your way into
it.
That one.
Damn it!
Some bitch.
But we'll try. We will try.
Whatever you can.
And enjoy your free album and poster.
Oh,
there.
I will.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Just put it right there and don't ever take it down.
Well, no, I'm going to be framing it and putting it in my own stuff.
Okay.
At my own house with my own things.
Your all private right. collection.
Yes. Well, for, you know, Gabriel Global Entertainment, which is who this is produced by.
Awesome.
You've been listening to James Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, and a bunch of other stuff. Like, I think I'm on TuneIn. I don't know. A bunch of things. I think might even be on fucking Spotify. I can't remember if I added us there yet or not.
Maybe we need to find out.
Anyway, I will find that out. Don't you worry about that.
All right.
Next week we have J.J. Gold. He's a informational and motivational speaker.
Right.
He will be on the show next week talking about his new projects and book and a lot of great things. So be on the lookout for that. We have all kinds of great stuff. We have on October 25th, we will have Slant, the awesome rock band Slant.
All right.
We love them. November 1st.
What, they're from Sweden or something?
No, no, no. It's Slant. They're really cool dudes. You'll love these guys. They're rocking music. On November 1st, we'll have Hurt in the Heartbeat. We have a bunch of shows. We have Maya J. Gold. She's like a pop singer. Okay. She's on November 8th. And we got a lot of great shows coming up. Oh, we got Kill Set will be our Thanksgiving show.
Ooh.
The heavy metal band Kill Set.
Yeah.
Beyond for Thanksgiving. We're actually going to, if you guys want to join us, we're going to have a Thanksgiving dinner in the studio.
Oh, nice.
Sounds we're like doing it. It's on a Wednesday, so it's the day before. So be checking that out. Anyway, we're always goofy, crazy shit going on. You've been listening to James Real Talk on the Block. Have a great day. We're out of here. We'll Gotta be back go. Next Wednesday. Right. Like we
Thank
are
you,
every Wednesday.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Being on
Thank
the show.
You. Thank you.
We have loved having you guys in the house. Great music. Great times. These guys are awesome. Check them out. Society One. Go to SocietyOneBand.com. Society One on Facebook. Society One Music on Twitter and on Instagram. Go check them out. These guys fucking rock. Music's incredible. Check it out. Lots of great things to happen. See you next week.
Yeah.